This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. The attention of the audience is required. It reminds me of when you get onto an airplane these days. Your attention, please, to all of the nonsense that they've been talking about for months and months and years and years. But we have not. We've talked for the last couple of years a lot about COVID because it was an important medical story. So here's Ken Kronhaus from his office and clinic, Lake Cardiology down in Florida. He's been with me for a long, long time. We've certainly helped, I think, lots and lots of people with information that perhaps otherwise they would not have access to. So let's move into as brief a conversation about COVID as we can have, Ken, given the other things that are going on that we need to catch up on. The COVID, how long COVID impacts your thinking. I know you've done some research there. What have you found?
Well, and actually, you may not, Doug, as much as you want to forget COVID, COVID doesn't care, and because there is a subvariant of Omicron that's out there, and it may work its way back. Some very famous people this week announced that even after being triple vaxxed, they've got COVID. I think it was Hillary Clinton, Obama, some other well-known people all this week were announced they have COVID-19.
But do they have long COVID?
It takes 6 months to know. Most people, fortunately, will after about a month get over their symptoms or several months. But long COVID doesn't yet have an exact formal definition. But we usually definitely consider long COVID by 6 months if you're still having symptoms. And most people think of it as like chronic fatigue, being tired and having a cough. But what's very important is that it's not only just a cough. It can be loss of your ability to think, to remember, to literally have cognitive issues.
Is it like Alzheimer's and dementia? Is it that bad?
There's different levels of severity of Alzheimer's and dementia, but it's the same symptoms. Your ability to remember, your ability to think are affected, and it can certainly mimic itself like a mild form of dementia, Alzheimer's, and that's why, you know, you do, if you can, avoid this, but most of us can't avoid it. And probably by the end of time, everybody on planet Earth will have had this. But this is being reported in the medical journal Frontiers in Aging Neuroscience that this long COVID can, in fact, impact our thinking, our memory. And it needs to be considered as people are beginning to wonder, you know, am I losing my mind? No, you may just have effects of long COVID. And we actually talked a few weeks ago about how a report at the American Heart Association Scientific Sessions where EECP was an effective treatment in a small study for long COVID. And I know the people who did that study, they're expanding that study, and they're pretty excited about those results, and hopefully they'll have more data on that and some more hope for dealing with long COVID. But that was a very exciting report several weeks ago at an American Heart Association American College of Cardiology's scientific session, reporting that EECP in a small study was effective in all the patients who had long COVID.
All right, let's talk about organ transplantation, organs that come from donors who had COVID. Safe or not safe?
Well, the bottom line is safe. This is out of the European Congress of Clinical Microbiology and Infectious Diseases occurring in April. This is a report that is going to be delivered. And what we learn in this report is that for those who were waiting – during this pandemic for new kidney or liver. This new research is reassuring. Comes out of Duke University. That's where I was an intern in residence, and we know it to believe it, of course, right? Organs from deceased donors who had COVID-19 did not cause infection in recipients and pose no risk to healthcare workers. So this is very encouraging because there's such a supply-demand mismatch between organs and those who need them. So the fact that sadly so many people are dying from COVID, you know, maybe there can be some goodness that comes out of it so we can use their organs for transplantation, and their organs are good and not passing along illness and not passing along risk to the wonderful healthcare workers who do the procedures and take care of the patients. So it's all good, and maybe some goodness out of the horrible outcomes from COVID will this could be some good news.
The BA2 subvariant of Omicron makes up over a third of COVID variants, according to some new data that I see here from the Center for Disease Confusion. So COVID has gone down, the numbers down sharply this year, but the resurgence, as you were talking about a few minutes ago, in cases, not necessarily here, but apparently Asia and Europe has seen more in the last week or two of this variant of the Omicron strain. But it doesn't seem, you don't hear a lot of hoopla from these places about it. You know, okay, so...
A couple of cities in China, that's not totally right. A couple of cities in China are totally shut down, shut down.
But is it Omicron? Yeah. How do you know what to believe from China? I don't believe a damn thing the Chinese say,
well,
and whatever they're...
Okay, well, if they're suddenly shutting themselves down, and this is a new shutdown, and I think that's pretty, you know, that and people aren't questioning the fact that they're shut down, it's got to be BA2, the new subvariant from Omicron. Give me a second. And that's been validated in these well-known people as the BA2 who've been triple vaxxed, and that's what they're getting. So let me just tell you, I up until last week had the green flag up, and I last week put up the yellow flag when we heard that China shut down a couple of cities, that Europe clearly, I think, is believable. Europe has some really big outbreaks of BA2. Because if you look at the history of COVID-19, and you want a job where you know you will fail, become a predictor of COVID-19, because nobody is good at that. But the best you can do at predicting COVID-19, if you want to try, is look and see what's happening in Europe. And then about 3 to 5 weeks later, it happens in America. And that's the way it's been for Delta, for the original variant, for Omicron BA1, the first Omicron. And now we're concerned about the second Omicron, which seems to be even more contagious than Omicron, the first Omicron. But we think from early data, not as serious an illness. But again, when enough people get ill, then you're going to have a fraction who are seriously ill. And there's subgroups, you know, those over 65, those with a significant chronic illnesses, except especially immunosuppressive illnesses, are at high risk, whereas a lot of people aren't. And then you have this long haulers to worry about, which, you know, you just don't know what's going to be going on. So I have put up the yellow flag. We need to learn how to live with these and live our lives. I'm certainly not advocating a shutdown here. I'm not into mandates, but I am into people making the right decisions for themselves, knowing their medical history, knowing how much they are personally at risk if they get COVID. You know, for each individual, understanding this, making sure that you protect yourself, and then trying also to live our lives. And so I'm suggesting we put up the yellow flag and take the green one down.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from his clinic, Leak Cardiology. If you'd like to reach out to Ken and have a consult with him, easy enough to do. All you have to do is call the office, 352-735-1400. Anywhere in the country, people are coming to see Ken. Lots of locals love him, swear by him. So if you want that kind of treatment and that kind of involvement in the medical needs that your body has, check it out with Ken, 352-735-1400. 1400. This week, the spring sale, as we are now in the first week of spring, so it's the unlimited buy three, get three free, plus free shipping using the DJV code. That's what you get when you go to toploss.com and work your way through all of the important information that Calitran has presented, not about what's happening now, but thinking ahead. How are you going to protect yourself? Don't you want to be around to enjoy your children, your grandchildren? Don't let weight get in the way of your health and well-being and your longevity. And so here we go with that message. If you've eaten a lot during COVID, we're still talking about COVID here, then take care of yourself this way. Go to toploss.com and check out whatever it is that you want. You want the three, get three, buy three, get three free. That's a good deal. And then when you're checking out, use the discount code DJV. Help yourself to health by going to toploss.com, buying the product, using it. It's all natural. And make sure you take advantage of all the discounts and the free shipping using the DJV code.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. Ends 5/28. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here, going through not only what we're doing now, but remember, there's a huge archive of information going way, way back, years and years, that you can access by going to djvhealthshow.com. Every week, Dr. Ken and I talk about the things that are important from the world of research and how that affects you. More recently, DJV podcast, I think the most recent one, as a matter of fact, we talk about spring, the effect that it has on you, your body. We talk about the variants of COVID. And the question that we address in the most recent podcast is whether or not COVID can be transmitted to unborn babies. There's always something about pregnancy, and it's a concern that people have. That's why we address it all the time. Also, Ken talks about sleeping in total darkness and how that is important. Check it all out. Number of these podcasts is in the hundreds, all at DJV Health Show. And it's not going to cost you anything. DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronos here on DJV Health. There's a new study that found that the J&J vaccine is durable and effective even through the Delta variant and what we're all experiencing now with the BA2. There was a question, I think, early on, wasn't there, about J&J and whether that one shot was enough? Some people got two shots because they just thought that they ought to have an addition. I don't know whether that was smart or not smart, Ken, but is there any reason at all in your mind to be concerned about those who have taken the J&J vaccine?
No safety issues, just effectiveness issues. And I think at this point, most physicians are moving you to the mRNA vaccines and away from the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Apparently, Johnson & Johnson, according to the study of the CDC, is 76% effective in preventing COVID-19 infections. Let's see here. That's about 10 points off of the other two, it looks like.
Correct. Right, Pfizer. And that's why doctors are really not suggesting the J&J anymore.
Yeah, okay. The Omicron variant resulting in five times as many hospitalizations of children ages 4 and younger. There seems to be a focus about, I've forgotten whether it's Pfizer, I guess it is Pfizer, or I'm not sure whether which one of them is saying that they think their vaccine is good for children under the age of 5. It's the first time that this has been a question and an answer, I guess.
Well, there are applications pending, but there's still no solution, and that's why as BA2 is coming back, there is concern.
Okay, so I went to my pharmacist the other day to pick up the prescription that you sent there for me. And by the way, you were right about the effects of that drug. Good God. It's Prune City here. I'll tell you, we'll talk to the audience about that in a few minutes. But I'm now 6 months since I had my booster. I think I should get another one. And he said to me, how's your health? I said, I'm in great health. He said, your immune system seems to be functioning from what you've told me in the past. I said, yeah, I'm in great shape. He said, I wouldn't get the booster. He said, you don't know at this point. This is a pharmacist who said, I don't know that we know anything. And so you're protected now. You've got three shots. I wouldn't take the fourth one. So what do you think of that advice?
Well, the FDA, no one knows the answer to that question, Doug. The FDA is currently reviewing all of the available data on that question, which only the FDA has, and we're waiting on the edge of our seats their answer to that. They're also looking at the data for children under four from Moderna, but they had it from Pfizer, and they're looking at it. They wanted more data in mid-February when we heard about this, and so the FDA is looking at the question of any vaccine for those under age four, and then whether a fourth shot is indicated for everybody else and for anyone else. Right now, the only people that the recommendation is if you're an immunocompromised person,
yes,
then you should have it. You know, if you've had, we just talked about organ transplant. You know, an example is you're an organ transplant recipient, so you're on very strong immunosuppressive drugs. That subgroup of patients have been advised the fourth shot. But someone like yourself who has just age as a risk factor, we're awaiting, because anyone over 65 is a significant risk, and anyone and you know, that they were in the earliest group of third shots, but whether that group should have a fourth shot, you know, they came right after the immunocompromised people and the healthcare workers, but people over age 65 or diabetics.
We're coming up to the bottom of the hour, and more Dr. Ken on DJV Health in a matter of moments.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-333-1750. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden, relying on sanctions to deter President Putin from invading Ukraine, now says reporters are playing a game with him by announcing his deterrence didn't work. A CBS News reporter asked Biden a question Thursday in Europe.
What makes you think Vladimir Putin will alter course based on the action you've taken today?
Let's get something straight. You remember, if you covered me from the very beginning, I did not say that, in fact, the sanctions would deter him. That's not what I said. You're playing a game with me. I know. The answer is no.
Biden administration officials over the last few months.
Our intention is to have a deterrent effect.
The president believes that sanctions are intended to deter. The purpose of the sanctions, in the first instance, is to try to deter Russia from going to war.
We want them to have a deterrent effect.
President Biden said Thursday he would support Russia being expelled from the G20 over its invasion of Ukraine, further isolating Vladimir Putin on the international stage. We are USA Radio News.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Dr. Fauci on ABC News is raising more alarm bells for the possibility of another surge of COVID-19 in America.
I'm not so sure. I want to make sure we're really out of this before I really seriously consider doing anything different. I don't see us going back into any more really very strict kinds of restrictions, but you always have to have the flexibility.
Senator Rand Paul on Newsmax overnight says Dr. Fauci is once again misrepresenting the data.
I think it should surprise no one that he's misinterpreting the data. If you look at the data right now, we have the lowest amount of people getting infected each day. If you look at the data, we have the lowest amount of people in the intensive care unit. If you look at the data, we have the lowest amount of people dying since the pandemic began. So really what we're seeing is the waning ebb of the pandemic, not a resurgence, not a surge. Could be one, perhaps, but he's the eternal pessimist, already talking about, well, we need to put the stickers back on the ground 6 feet apart and put your plexiglass up. None of that worked. None of that changed the trajectory. The mask didn't work. None of what he promoted worked.
An unidentified 14-year-old boy died after falling from an amusement park ride in Orlando, Florida. The teenager was on the Orlando Freefall ride at Icon Park when he fell to his death around 11 p.m. Eastern last night. Orange County Sheriff's Office confirmed the boy had been taken to a nearby hospital where he eventually died from his injuries. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Back to the second half hour of DJV Health. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. The next half hour is going to be COVID-free. Let's go. There have been some people who have suggested, I know I mentioned it a little bit last week, I said something on the DJV daily program, and I think I said something very briefly with you about my visit as an example of what happens when you go see Ken down at his clinic in Florida. I go every year, or I didn't go last year because of obvious reasons. So we went through the process, the portal going into Ken's, into the office. The staff, what a wonderful, thorough job they do. And I, every time I go down there, I'm happy to have Ken. He says, well, I shouldn't talk about you because of HIPAA. I don't care about HIPAA. I think some of the experiences I have will be good teaching moments. One of them is certainly the experience of having a CAT scan, a CT scan, and what comes out of it. Why is it necessary? And you can use me again as an example. But who gets, you have this very expensive piece of equipment in your office. Most individual practitioners do not have equipment like that. Why do you have it, and how do you use it, and who needs CAT scans?
Well, you'd be surprised who has these things, and you'd be surprised. And advanced imaging is not as rare as it used to be, and I'm a non-invasive cardiologist, and we try to image the body when we can non-invasively. And Johns Hopkins in 2003 introduced this amazing advance in CT technology where you can image the circulation of the body, the arteries from head to toe without doing invasive procedures, and especially the circulation to the heart. The heart is beating. It's really easy, relatively easy to image my arm. It's just hanging there and pretty easy to take a picture of. But when you want to image the heart, the circulation to the heart, the arteries that sit on top of the heart and normally get crushed with each beat, you have to be able to do stop action photography of a moving target in three dimensions. And that is not an easy thing to do. And that's why the heart up until 2003 with imaging was always a blur. In fact, to this day with MR, it's a blur. And only CT can do it non-invasively to see the coronaries. With ultrasound, we can see many parts of the heart, but we still can't well see the coronaries. And the only way to do it non-invasively, there's only two ways that you can see your big coronaries that sit on top of the heart. One is with this special kind of CT angiography that we do in the office, and also with an invasive diagnostic cardiac catheterization, usually done in the hospital, sometimes done in outpatient facilities. But that's the only two ways to image the pipes that cause the number one death in America, a heart attack.
Okay, so what specifically, as an example, did you learn not only about my circulatory system, about my heart, but about my lungs and things that would get the attention or sometimes need the attention of a doctor who's doing a thorough exam?
So you want me to give up your entire hip and talk
about it? Yeah, yeah. I think it's helpful for people to hear. Well, yeah. I'm happy to talk about what I went through, what I felt like I was getting the CAT scan. If you like to have, you know, feel like you're burning up, it's a great experience.
No. You weren't burning. Well, some people are sensitive to the contrast.
Yes.
The dye that's used in a CAT scan, and that's why you have a warm feeling. It doesn't last very long. In fact, the room is kept cool.
Seconds.
Because of the equipment. So when I had one for prevention, which was fine, and actually I felt good getting it because you have to keep the cool because of the equipment.
Yeah, the room is cold. Yeah.
So when you warm up a little bit with that contrast, it's sometimes a nice feeling. And we use a high quality. In the old days, you go back about 20 years, you really didn't have high quality iodinated contrast, and people would get very warm. But with a good high quality iodinated contrast for CAT scanning, that's unusual. So I don't think you were burning. You're scared.
No, I was being facetious.
You felt warm, but you didn't burn up. But
no.
People believe you. Okay. So
all right, I'll take that back.
Okay.
It was a warming experience.
But you asked basically what was the indication for your CAT scan. Well, on your ultrasound of your heart, your complete echocardiogram, we wanted to look at especially your exit door of your heart, which has had some issues, some leaking and some just signs of wear and tear. Not, it opens adequately, but it shows some signs of wear and tear, and it doesn't close as well as it should. It's not yet serious, but we watch it very carefully. We're watching your blood pressure very carefully, and you're doing a great job of doing that. But we noticed that the pipe, what's called the aortic root, it's like putting a garden hose into a motor, where the pipe where the blood exits the heart, the aorta in the chest, it's called the thoracic aorta, that initial connection to the heart, the aortic root, that diameter is enlarged. It's moderately enlarged, and it actually had increased significantly from year over year from your prior echocardiogram. And when that happens, you want to make sure downstream in the aorta as it goes up and towards your neck and then back in the arch, and then I'm going into the weeds now, and then down behind your heart and go straight down past your waist, the abdominal aorta to your groin, and there's a fork in the road, one side to each legs, and that's the main pipe of the body. You want to make sure that ahead of the root there's no bulge. You don't have an ascending thoracic aortic aneurysm, a bulge in the pipe as it leaves the heart, and there's no aneurysm. And fortunately, that's why we did the CTA of the chest to make sure. And fortunately, you did not. We get some added benefit while we're there We also make sure the lungs are doing fine. You had no cancer. You do have a little spot on the lungs, which we think is a resolving infection. So that was very helpful. We treated you with an antibiotic, and we will do a follow-up as the radiologist recommended.
Just as an add on to the what Ken said is I should get some prunes after I take this, and he was so right about that. It's a drug that is very powerful. It's supposed to take care of this infection, but in the meantime,
what about 10% get some constipation? And you always whenever I mention anything, you get it. And
apparently,
so,
yes, right.
So yes, so and I'm not saying that that's the cause, but you are very prone to these adverse reactions,
I don't think drugs. I've taken so few over my life. Perhaps my body just doesn't like it. Yeah, you
well,
think?
You did ask for this one, as you recall, and yeah. And when you heard the results of your CAT scan, that there's a little infiltrate there, and you did mention that you thought you probably had a month or so ago an infection there, maybe a little pneumonia, and this is probably the remnants of it, and you still have a little bit of symptoms, so we decided to just finish it off with an antibiotic, and then as the radiologist recommended, in a couple of months to get a follow up. You don't need contrast; you won't feel warm. You just need to take a deep breath and hold it there. So with your scan, we're able to see the lungs, make sure there's no cancer or infection, and we're treating what we don't think is cancer, but we think is infection. But we will confirm that with a follow up. And we also were able to make sure there's no clots in your lungs. There aren't any clots. And we were also able to look at your circulation to your heart while we were there. And your big coronaries amazingly look great. You have no plaque at your age. It is really
an amazing thing. He loves that.
I hate. I don't like using that word, and I really don't use it. Give me a second. Actually, it's a compliment. At your chronologic age, physiologically, you have much younger coronaries, and it really is a testament to something that, because most people in their, you know, you want to give out your age?
In the 70s. Yeah, everybody listens to me knows how old I am. I'm in my 70s. Okay. Yeah.
You know, but you're not closer to 60. You're not close to 60.
I'm in the middle.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, yes. I wanted to make that point. Yeah.
I'm older than you are.
Those who are in their mid-70s, it's usually the carotids, there's always some plaque by the mid-70s.
Yeah, I get that.
And often by the mid-70s, we see at least a little something in the coronaries of plaque. And you have a zero calcium score. You have no heart plaque. You have no fatty plaque. When we fly through your coronaries and look, there's nothing there. We need to study you more to find out how you made it so the rest of us can make it to the mid-70s with zero plaque of any kind in our coronaries.
Good news for the Dougster, for the most part, from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is my hero. And you get that same kind of thorough evaluation when you sign up for either telemedicine, or I suggest you go into the office, frankly. It's a great experience. 352-735-1400, Ken's office in Florida. Right now, I want to take a moment to talk with you about the rest that you're getting. Last time on this program, last week, I talked about MyPillow, and believe it or not, MyPillow.com got visited by 10,000 users who identified themselves. When you buy something, you use the code DJV. They have a page. The MyPillow products are in their catalog. And remember, everything comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and then there's a box in there. Just put DJV in, entitling you to all of the discounts from 30 to 65%. The whole deal is a fabulous experience. So start by saving 30% on the MyPillow coil mattress. There's a whole kit that comes with it, the sheets, the pillows, pillowcases, that whole deal. Promo code DJV. But spend some time. If you're not sleeping well, this is the way to fix it. If you don't have a comfortable mattress and all the things that go with it, you will not sleep well. Check it all out. MyPillow.com. Enter promo code DJV for the best discounts.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Discover the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability, plus a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
With Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on DJV Health. There's a story or a study about people with opioid use who are experiencing disorders. So what's the story here? Opioids, we've had, obviously we've got a real problem here. What's the situation specifically that you've learned about this week?
Yeah, this is really of concern. We learned at a JAMA Network Open that just over 1 in 4 people, Doug, who may need prescription treatment for opioid use disorder or addiction, receive medication. There are several drugs out, and this is what people need to know for this problem. They include methadone, buprenorphine, and naltrexone. They've received all three FDA approval for opioid use disorder treatment.
Wow. All right. Well, this is something. Let's talk about medical marijuana and where that goes, because this is another sort of page from the same book. I know there's some research on that, and you frequently have info on use of marijuana. So quickly, what's this lead to us thinking?
This came out of your backyard at Mass General Hospital and published this week in JAMA Network Open that many people given a medical marijuana card to ease pain, anxiety, or depression symptoms become addicted to the drug. In addition, the people in this study who used marijuana to treat these symptoms did not see any improvement, though some with insomnia experienced improved sleep.
All right. Well, it's important to know how all these things. A lot of people, I've been told, with the pain that I have from knocking my shoulder out on the ice, to get some gummies because it'll help me sleep better because I'm not having a good time sleeping with it. But I'm resisting that because I don't want to do it. At any rate, that's it now for that informational course from Dr. Ken. Questions for Dr. Ken up next here on DJV Health.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
The hour now. This is DJV Health. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus and questions for Dr. Ken. Let's start with a question about knee replacement surgery. I know there are a lot of people in my age group and younger who, for whatever the reason, had problems with their knees. And I think back to when I was younger and you were younger, Ken. Knee replacement surgery, you never heard anything about it. Now, it seems to be one of the most commonplace, you know, it used to be hip replacement, but now it's knee replacement. But I've not heard from one person who had it that was actually satisfied with it a year or two into the experience. So what info should you pass along to our listeners about knee replacement surgery?
They need to find a different surgeon than the ones that your friends are using. One of the amazing things that I've noticed is how I'm using my time these days. One of the things cardiologists commonly do is they clear patients for surgery. Often when you have surgery, you have any history of heart disease, the surgeon, the anesthesiologist wants a cardiology clearance, making sure that you're at low risk or minimizing the risk for having your surgery, and especially the anesthesia. And I, in the last year, have gotten a lot of clearance requests for these knee replacements in people over age 80. And this is becoming a very common thing. And the ones that I'm seeing are doing remarkably much better than they would have done 10, 20 years ago when the results like you're describing for the octogenarians were occurring. But now that, you know, they're getting back on the golf course and finishing 18 holes now and really, you know, turning into the $6 million man and woman.
Really? Okay. So, again, perhaps I'm speaking to the wrong people. All right, let's stick with the older adults for a few minutes. You and I have talked about statins. You prescribed a mild statin for me. It has apparently another effect, and so people are wondering what else
could they use? I remember we talked about this once before, but are statins good for anything else other than helping with cholesterol?
Well, the news this week in the medical journal Neurology is that older adults, you know, this is usually in medical research over 65, I'm sorry to say, older adults using statins actually have reduced risk of Parkinson's, Doug.
Really? So, wow, that's a... Parkinson's has become more and more of a problem, too, hasn't it?
That is correct. And the thought in this, I thought you were going to ask me, like usual, why is that?
Well, I was about to ask you, frankly,
this is the one where we actually have a good idea of the mechanism in the study. Doug loves the mechanism. And many of these studies don't tell you yet the mechanism, and more research is needed. But in this one, the mechanism thought to be playing the big role is that the statins reduce the risk of atherosclerosis in the brain, and this decrease in atherosclerosis is what's providing better blood flow and decreasing the risk of Parkinson's.
Okay, so why wouldn't this apply? Here's the next question, thank you. Why wouldn't this apply to other brain problems like the aforementioned Alzheimer's, dementia? Why wouldn't the same thing be true of those problems? Because they're related, all three of these, right?
Well, the studies on statins and Alzheimer's is mixed, and it's one of those things that needs more work. And there are people who believe that the statins lower the risk of getting Alzheimer's because of the exact same mechanism decreasing the effects. And then there are some studies that show that there's a direct effect where statins might have in a small number of people some cognitive issues. And this is very hard to tease out because cognitive issues become more common as people get older, and the people who are taking statins tend to be older. So this is an area that's hard to untangle, and you need to figure it out on an individual basis. And I can't tell you anything clear there other than that there was actually another study this week in the journal. The studies, what you're talking about, called Alzheimer's and dementia, that looked at blood sugar and cholesterol issues in people in their 30s. And when these were uncontrolled, the blood sugar and cholesterol in people in their age 30s, there was a much higher risk of getting Alzheimer's later in life. So the bottom line is, even in your 30s, you got to get the blood sugar and cholesterol under good control. If it means going on a statin or doing something, certainly first line is diet and exercise, but talking to your doctor, seeing what your targets should be for blood sugar and cholesterol and getting them down to targets, dramatically lowering the risk later in life of getting Alzheimer's.
Questions
out of the medical journal
for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen here at 53 past. Whoops. Let me do the tag again, Bob. Dr. Ken and Dr. Doug here at 59 past the hour on DJV Health.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.